want to do with your life?
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're dope on the floor and they're magic on the mic. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That dude trying to be street smart, absolutely street savvy dude Walker. Ladies and gentlemen, in between, don't forget the march on Main Street tonight. They're gathering outside already. Tonight, we're going to have a wireless microphone out there shortly to give you an update on the crowd.
Good.
First 106 people, get your places in line now. How many did you see out there already, Mike?
20 or 30.
Yeah. Be the first 106. And you're going to go out to eat and drink with us tonight as our way of saying thanks for listening to the show.
Fantastic.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hello there.
Oh.
Oh, hi. You're call 100.
I'm caller 100.
Yeah, what's your name?
Great. This is William.
William, where are you from?
William.
William Merriman. I'm from Pikesville, Maryland.
Now, William, before I give you the prize.
Okay.
Let me say something to you because what we have to do is, when we give away a prize, we tape an air check of it to send to the client so that they're happy we're giving away their gifts.
Right.
All right.
They say the gift that I'm giving you is a special one because Christmas is coming very soon. And it is a gift that I believe...
What are you getting at?
It is a gift that is so special, I believe you won't want it for yourself. You'll want to... re-gifted to somebody else this holiday season.
I can only imagine what it must be.
Well, Mike, of course. And now we roll the tape. Now on the giveaway, 3, 2, 1. You've won the People Magazine game.
Oh.
The People Magazine game is the hilarious party board game where you get to be the star. It makes a great gift. And it's available nationally at Toys R Us.
Oh, joy.
All right, very good.
What a great prize.
A nice prize, nice gift.
Is that good enough to send to the client?
There you go.
Very good.
Yeah, that's exactly the type of thing. You're going to get that, and you're going to go. Now, what am I? Yeah, what the hell? Yeah. This is worse than the game Cranium.
Yeah, but you can wrap it up and give it to somebody like in the office.
That's right. Yeah, you do it like for your Secret Santa contest.
Amen.
So now you're going to play for $500, and I'm going to give you a brand new clue.
Well, I'm clueless. I'm certainly waiting for a new clue.
Yep.
Okay.
We'll give
all these cryptic messages.
Give you a clue that's really going to piss Rob off.
Oh, don't.
Rob, I really am. I really am.
All right.
I swear to God I am.
All right. I want the hat back then.
No, come on. That was a birthday present.
Okay.
High tech. High tech.
It's high tech.
No, he's pleased. He's pleased because it's not giving anything away.
Of course, Mike.
That is my... That, and he touched... You touched it.
Yes, I did. No, I gave him a fist.
You two are... You
I, that fist thing. The thing that the athlete did. That fist thing.
The gay fist thing.
High tech.
High tech.
That is your clue.
Are we going to... When we find out what it is high tech going to...
Still stomped, though.
Will high tech be controversial?
It will not in the least.
Absolutely not.
Not, Mike, swear to God.
Okay.
Not in the least.
High tech, a legitimate clue.
High tech is a legitimate clue. We'll play you the sound, give you 15 seconds to ponder it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like.
Chrissy Hine.
And
really?
Oh, Chrissy Hine. Oh, and we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is.
Sounds high tech to me. High-tech cutting board.
Well, if you knew what it was, trust me, when you finally find out, you're going to go, oh, yeah, high-tech.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
That was great.
For $500, what is that sound?
Well, I'm still stumped. I really don't know what it is, but...
Did you say you're stumped or stomped?
Stumped. Oh. I'm confused. I don't know what it is. I still don't know what it is. I'm sure it was a good clue. After I find out what it is, I'm going to say, oh, yeah, I should have said that.
No, this is unacceptable. You must have a guess.
Okay. I'm going to say it's...
Opening
of a CD player. The CD part. Putting a CD in the CD player.
Now, you're going to have to be more specific
What type of a CD player?
I'm on to your little charade.
Mike, this is a valid question I'm asking him now.
Okay. Hitting the reject button on the to open the CD.
You mean
player.
The eject button?
The reject. Reject. Sorry about
no,
that.
No, it's eject, and it's not stomping.
Oh,
it's
weird.
Stomp.
Sorry.
It's eject, and you're a reject.
God.
Thank you, and don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you. This isn't a blind guy, is it?
Okay. No, I'm not blind.
Thank you, William Merriman.
I got brown hair.
Thank you.
I'm not blind. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
No, Mike said blind, not blonde.
Oh, okay.
You're not.
No,
you're
I'm not blind. No, I'm not blind. I can see. I got 20/60 vision.
You know it's eject.
Is it eject, right?
And you know it's eject. Stumped.
Eject, but it's not it, Don.
But wait
sorry
a minute.
About that.
Wait.
Hold on. And that's Mike talking to you now.
Okay, Mike.
You know it's stumped, not stomped.
Right.
Right?
Stomped.
No.
Stumped, right?
Stumped.
It's stumped.
Stumped.
Like stump the stoop.
Right. Stump
not
the stoop.
Stomp the stoop. Like stump. Candidates go out on for a stump speech, not a stomp speech.
Not a stump. No. Oh, okay. I stumped. S-T-U-M-P.
There you go. Oh, thank
well
you.
You're welcome.
I love closure. I love closure.
Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Don't
you're going to enjoy that game.
Every guest is a clue for you. Now
he's William the star, Murray. Buzz.
Yeah. I want to tell you, I had two different things here.
Yes.
I want to do a Baby Molly bit today.
Oh, right.
Because Kelly Lee is on every magazine cover.
Yes.
Just like Kathy Lee.
With child.
She's pregnant.
Yeah,
so
again.
We're going to talk to Kelly Lee's baby. But my wife has just called me from Clemson. She is at the professor's house.
Oh, all right.
Well. Where she and I will be staying tomorrow night.
But she's staying there tonight.
I don't know. I don't know if she's staying at a hotel.
Mm.
I don't know if she's staying at his house.
She's at the house with the professor
and
alone.
Allegedly, she's going to see now if he will come on the air.
Oh, all right, very good.
Come on the air with us. So let me see.
Oh, dear. Which really could jeopardize your son's chances to get into the university.
Oh, he's got great SAT scores. They want him.
Yeah. They want him now.
They want him badly.
They want him now before the prof has been on the show. Hope you don't stomp him.
Call my cunning honey. Come on.
Hello.
Hola, big man.
Hey.
So how goes it down at the mighty Clemson?
Clemson.
Clemson. Are you at the professor's house now?
Yes, we are.
May I speak with Mom?
I don't know. Wait there.
All right.
I heard her in the background.
She's in the middle of a conversation right now.
Yeah.
There she is.
Let me wait for a break in the conversation.
So are you looking forward? Are you looking forward? Are you spending two nights at a frat house?
Am I?
Barney? Hello?
Excuse me? I have another call.
Another call is coming in.
I don't really care. I don't know how to work the phone.
All right. Are you spending the night at a frat house both nights?
I know one night. I know tonight. Maybe I don't know tomorrow.
All right, very good. Well,
who would be calling your wife's cell phone as we're speaking to you, son? Here,
I can only think of one other person.
Hello.
She drives a Mustang.
Ah.
I don't know. You had another call coming in. Hello.
Listen.
Hello.
To her.
Yeah, it's still us, Bart.
Okay. Here's my mom.
Hello. Hi. This is Dawn's mother-in-law, Big Fleas. You have just won the celebrity vote contest. Wait a minute, I'm sorry, who is this? Hi, this is Dawn's mother-in-law, Big Fleas.
Hi, baby.
Oh, wait, you're confusing me.
I know, because I thought it was your mom.
No, I don't hear anybody else on the phone. I don't know what Barty was talking about.
Honey, listen, wow,
yes.
you really sound out of control. What is happening? What is happening at this professor's house?
We're chatting.
We're chatting.
Visiting. He's telling us about the party that Bart can go to tonight, and we're just we're talking about the logistics
now,
of you tomorrow. Yeah, right.
Is it just him?
Okay, good question, Mike. Is there a Mrs. Professor?
He's a bachelor.
He's a bachelor. Where are you spending the night tonight?
Well, we haven't quite decided that.
Oh, your wife is fantastic. Oh, my God. Haven't dialed in those sleeping arrangements just yet?
No, we haven't quite got the logistics down yet.
Does the guy want to come on the air?
I don't think he's afraid. Hold on.
Put him on.
All right.
Do we know what he looks like?
Oh!
Hey, Professor?
Yes.
This is Eddie?
Yeah, this is Eddie Smith.
Eddie, what do you teach down at Clemson?
I teach speech. I'm a communications professor.
Hey, he's perfect to come on the show.
I would love to come on the show.
You didn't ask me.
Why did you leave the AC? Why are you guys not still on in Greenville?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
That's out of our control.
We should be back now that we're back on in afternoons. We should be back on in Greenville soon, I would say.
Well, I hope so, because I went through withdrawal. I called WJFK.
Oh, so he's a big fan of the show.
Oh, it's great.
Great. Somebody is calling your wife's cell phone, maniacally.
Give the phone back to my wife, would you please?
Okay, here you go.
Someone's calling.
Hi, this is Don's mother-in-law. It's clear.
I bet it is. Although, no, you know, I don't think it would be, because she would be listening to the show now.
Right.
Well, no, but my husband always talks in the foreground.
Honey.
Hello. Sweetie.
Go see. Someone keeps calling. See who's calling.
I tried. It won't work. I don't know how to work it. I'm trying.
Listen, this guy's a nutty professor.
Oh, man. You were talking to Eddie, weren't you? You told her to stay in a hotel tonight.
He didn't know if it was you or Mike talking to him.
No, honey, stay in a hotel tonight.
I think he's safe.
It's safe when you wake up wrapped in duct tape. You wake up in the morning wrapped in duct tape.
Right. All right, well, listen.
All right, you sugar.
Let me just say, whatever it takes for our boy to get into that school.
Whatever it takes for him to get into school. You got it.
The password is full scholarship.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm worth a full
academic
scholarship.
Academic scholarship.
All right.
All right, sweetie.
Okay. All right. Bye, sweetie.
So, wait, hold on. Who's the celebrity he most resembles?
Excellent question.
Oh, no.
The suspense.
And
we must know.
We must know. You will have to wait, Mike.
Oh, dear. I have always admired your work on the show. How do you put up with him? May I knead your thigh? Come over here and sit on the professor's couch.
Wait a minute. Is it true you used to be a Bengal babe?
Man, I tell you right now, I've listened for so long when you were on it.
Wait, can I tell you something?
Oh, my. I wanted you for so long.
I would get done teaching my class. I'd lock the office door. And I would wait for Don to call you on the phone.
As soon as the call would go through,
I would undo my professorial robe. My bow tie.
His bathrobe. I taught him my bathrobe. For a number of years, I would teach my speech classes. I would use my own Mr. Microphone.
I would take off my corduroy jacket that had the suede patches on the elbow. And then, release. Sweet release.
Rita?
Because he's not going to be here until tomorrow.
Oh, me, oh, my, oh, you're more than welcome. There are several rooms that you could stay in the house. I think you might be most comfortable in my bed, though.
I will let you know what happens.
Later on, we're going to look at the dungeon.
On Monday's episode. All right, so that's the update.
Wow.
She's there. She's in the Nutty Professor's house.
I have a fresh selection of vibrators for you to choose from.
My kid is there. I will be there later. So, Kelly Lee, you know, Regis is very lucky in that all the women, all of the two women that he's had host this show.
Yeah.
Our baby machine.
He had a couple on today where the lady was married to Benjamin Bratt. I forgot what her name was. But she was pregnant, and Kelly was pregnant. And it was just funny when he was talking about that. I actually, Regis legitimately made me laugh today when he was talking about being surrounded by pregnant women. And I guess Kelly's husband is down in Australia with Benjamin Bratt filming this war movie, which has really got to be a real A release.
Because her husband is like a second-rate soap opera
actor, absolutely.
All right, well, let's go to the...
We're going to speak to the unborn child of Kelly Ripa as we go to Kelly's tummy right now and talk to
Well, we'll call the baby, Baby Kelly Lee.
Hello.
Hi, Baby Kelly Lee. Are we speaking to you inside Kelly's tummy right now?
Wow.
What is it like being the unborn child of Kelly Ripa? Why?
Such a bitch.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm a big fan of hers. Yeah, she seems like she's so perky and bubbly and nice. She's really not.
She's funny, just like Kathy Lee Gifford was.
You mean she's just like Kathy Lee?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. You know, you're the child of famous people, right? Kelly Lee's your mother, and that soap star is your father.
Let me correct you, Uncle Mike.
You can correct me, Kelly.
I am the baby of a famous actress. My father is lower on the
subject than you are. Oh, well, at least you have your perspective straight on that. I understand that. Baby Kelly Lee.
My daddy is a stupid male model on all my children.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, he is your father. You should probably try to show him a little more respect.
He's not my father.
Oh, he's not your father?
Jesus is my father.
Oh, no. You know, well, you got onto the subject. I was going to get to that later, but let's talk about Daddy Regis. Regis is your real father? Does that mean that Regis has actually had relations with Kelly?
Yes, all the guys have.
Wow, all the men on the show.
How do you think she got the job?
That is an absolute amazing thing. I really had no idea. I thought that Regis was kind of like a father figure. How does Regis treat your mother?
Awesome.
Really?
I don't want to say he beats her.
Oh, no.
Because he would never hurt Regis like that.
Right, of course not.
But he does big slap her a lot.
Oh, my God. Is there verbal abuse as well?
The C word is my left and right.
I always thought of them as father-daughter. I never imagined there'd be that kind of relationship.
And you know what he makes my mommy do before the
ceremony goes? Baby Kelly Lee, what does he make your mommy do?
All I know is that he has to bend over.
Oh, no.
And then he... Glug, glug, glug.
Oh, do you hear that kind of a sound?
And then it starts raining in here.
Oh, dear, I had no idea.
It starts raining pudding in here.
Oh, dear. That is nasty. That is really horrible. What a horrible thought. And that's all because of Uncle Regis, huh?
Daddy Regis.
Daddy Regis, yes.
Mommy tells me stories at night.
Right.
She tells me the story about Kathy Lee Gifford.
Yes.
And how she had the best gig in television and she threw it. And how she's a mean, angry bitch.
Right.
And how... I'm not going to be brought out on TV like Cody and Kathy.
Well, I'm certainly happy to hear that. That's wonderful. And I guess it would be embarrassing, especially with your resemblance to Regis.
And Mommy said, if I ever tell anybody that Regis Philbin is my dad,
right,
that she would take a pillow and she would smother me to death in my sleep.
Oh, that's so cruel, and I had no idea she was that heartless. Let me ask you another question about the Regis show. What about Gelman, Michael Gelman, the producer?
He's a father.
Now, Kelly Lee, that is baby Kelly Lee. I'm surprised.
That's what mommy told me.
Is that what? That's what mommy said.
Mommy said Michael Gelman's a father.
Really?
Michael Gelman's a father.
I always thought that she got along better with Michael Gelman than Kathy Lee did.
No, Michael Gelman is a father, like in the Birdcage.
Oh, really? Like Nathan Lane?
There's a movie. Of course, I can't see because I'm in my mommy's stomach.
You don't peek out and like take a look at the television once in a while?
The only view I get is in the toilet bowl.
Oh, dear, that's not nice.
I see my mommy's stuff come out.
Kelly Lee, you're such a precocious baby. But so you were.
Oopsie doopsie doo.
You're so adorable. Are you a boy or a girl?
Yes.
You don't know yet.
I live in an
Oh, no. Now that can't be.
I have a penis and a vagina.
That cannot be.
Because I'm a freak clown.
No, you're not a freak. Would it be because of Regis's advanced age?
Yes, because an old man impregnated my body. Also, Uncle Mike, can I tell you something else?
What is that, baby Kelly Lee?
I have 12 fingers.
Oh, no.
And 4 toes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
And I'm pretty
sure
my feet are red.
Oh, no. So you're a freak. That's such a shame.
And I got news for you.
What about your head?
Can you keep a secret?
Do you have horns?
Uh-uh.
No?
Can you keep a secret?
Yeah, I'll keep a secret.
Okay, just a minute.
Okay, what's... Now, it sounds like Kelly, the baby is squirming around in there.
Hi, Uncle Mike.
Oh, there's another... Wait a minute, there seems to be another child in here.
I'm like a dying twin.
Oh, no. There's another baby in there.
Shocking.
We're going to the head.
You just turned around, much like Lori and Dory. You're conjoined twins.
That's right.
Oh, my God. I had no idea. How are you? How do you get along with your conjoined sister?
She's a bitch.
Oh, no, that's not good.
I always want the front of her mommy's belly.
Well, this is an incredible scoop. I mean, when you two come out, this is going to be a huge news story.
We're coming out tonight.
Oh, dear.
We are... conjoined twins?
With webbed feet.
With webbed feet.
Pretty amazing stuff.
I want to say this, though.
Yes. Yes, baby Kelly Lee and baby Kelly Lee.
I agree with my brother or sister.
Yes.
I hate the pudding rain.
Oh, yeah. The pudding rain is bad.
That is very bad. It's my turn, goddammit.
Oh, you're talking to your conjoined twin.
Fighting.
Oh, no, they're fighting.
I'm the baby.
Oh, no.
I'm the baby.
One seems to have a lower voice. Oh, no, now they're saying horrible things. Kids. Settle down. Come on now. You're
going
to have to... Now, I have to tell you, baby number two, you're going to have to get along well with your twin there because you're going to be joined at the head unless they can separate you.
It's me again, baby number one.
What part of the head? What part?
Forehead.
Unfortunately.
The forehead. I thought it might have been the ear.
If you like, it could be the ear.
It could be the ear. When are you due, baby? When are you coming out?
Just in time for the ladies' suite in February.
Fantastic. Now, you mentioned the fact that you're a hermaphrodite, webbed feet. You are a conjoined twin at the head.
Yes.
Any other oddities that we might be aware of before you're born so we can perhaps let your mom know?
I think I'm retarded.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I think you're very lucid. You seem to be very, very sharp.
Well, I always say
Wait,
that.
I'm looking on the little sonogram that I see here. Is that a tail?
Isn't it normal to have a tail?
No, it is not. Unfortunately.
And I have hoofs where I have my feet.
Well, what do you get from your father, Regis? Do you have any of his qualities?
Well, I think I played at the tail. And when I said that I was retarded?
Yes.
It's only because that's what my daddy calls me.
Oh, no. Really? Regis says that?
Regis looks at mommy's tummy and says, how's the retarded?
Oh, no.
How's the retarded Chinese twin doing?
So Regis is aware of the fact that you are a conjoined twin.
Hold on a
second. Oh, here they're.
There they go.
Hi, Mike. It's me again, number two.
Oh, it's the other. It's the original Kelly Lee baby.
No.
No.
It's number two.
Oh, it's number two. Sorry, I get you two confused.
The tail is 12 inches long.
Oh, it's 12. Thank you for that detail. I appreciate
now
that.
Now back to baby number one.
Yeah, here comes baby number one. They're fighting again. They're rolling around there.
Ass
one. Oh, joint of the forehead. They don't seem to get along.
Not right.
I certainly hope you can be separated once you're born, baby.
Frankly, I'm hoping that what happens is when we come out, one of us gets stuck behind, if you know what I mean.
Oh, that's horrible. You know, if one goes, probably both will go. So you shouldn't wish for that. You should be a little more positive. Have a positive outlook like your mother does on TV.
But it's a very positive outlook.
Mm-hmm.
She hates life.
She does.
She hates Regis.
She hates Regis. Does she have any plans for Regis now that he's impregnated her?
Well, Mommy had a... Let me ask the other head. What was that called again? A two-way camera.
Oh, no.
Yes, Mommy has Regis of Regis.
Is she going to blackmail Regis?
Yes, because Regis used to wear, I don't know what it is, but I think they call it a...
Women's underwear?
Strap-on.
Oh, really? Oh. Regis wore that.
Or did
Kelly wear that for Regis?
I don't know.
That's a... Sounds like it's incredibly sordid, and it sounds like major controversy is coming up for the Regis and Kelly Lee show.
All I know is that it's goddamn hell here in my mommy's stomach.
I can imagine it's very difficult.
I'm having to share a forehead with the other one.
I know, I'm so sorry.
I got a tail, I got hoofs, Regis Philbin is my dad.
It couldn't be any more convoluted. It's terrible. What are you going to do when you're born? What's the first thing you're going to say to your mommy?
Mommy, if I'm a girl,
yes,
I will say, Mommy.
I thought you were a hermaphrodite.
That's what I forgot. I will say, Mommy.
What are you going to say? You say, Mommy.
Will you put me on the Maury Povich show?
Wow, you already know the other talk shows. You're very, very smart, baby number two.
And baby number one.
And baby number one. Can you both talk at the same time? See if you both can stuff. Why don't you sing a song? Why don't you both sing a song?
If you want us to sing.
Why don't you sing How Much Is That Doggy in the Window?
How much is that doggy in the window?
Don't breathe on each other. You'll start getting in a fight, you two. Don't start getting in a fight.
How much is that doggy? It's me. It's you. We got the best part of that.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Kelly Lee's conjoined twins. You're listening to the fighting conjoined hermaphrodite.
Man, listen to that.
Oh, kids. One of you talk now, one of you. We've run out of time. It's time to say goodbye, but I do want to say goodbye to both of you because, you know, I want you to know, both you kids and both of you, listen to me right now. America will love you both equally. You're both equally sweet, okay? Oh, they don't like each other at all.
Not at all.
Well, you've been listening to Kelly Ripa's conjoined twin.
I hate sharing foreheads with you.
My goodness.
That goddamn ass.
Oh, no.
I'm going to strangle you with my tail.
No.
If you do that, I'm going to pinch out the umbilical cord.
They are not happy.
Not at all.
They are not happy with each other at all.
Oh, no. Mommy's
going to
go number two.
Oh, those poor kids.
Bye, kids. Both of you say goodbye. Bye-bye.
Cute and yet sad at the same time.
Ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. The conjoined
twins.
Fighting conjoined hermaphrodite.
Boy, you heard them fighting with each other. That's going to be a difficult pregnancy.
Kelly Lee.
That's for sure. Wow, and who knew Regis was the dad?
Do we have more baby news?
Right,
I know we got a break. Let me just get an update from Robert, the angry mailman, who has baby news of his own.
Wow.
How you doing, fellas?
Robert.
Great shows, man, but I found out that my Tampa girl was indeed pregnant.
Uh-oh.
But she punched out, man. She aborted it. Last Thursday, so kind of hurt my feelings, you know. I think she did it out of spite.
I'm sorry about that.
Well, you didn't want the baby anyway.
I don't know. I never said that. You two always tell me that I'm screwing up, you know.
No,
I never said I didn't want to have children. I like babies.
You know, any way you slice it, what a bummer.
I know.
Yeah.
So,
I shouldn't have taken this call coming right off that Kelly Lee thing.
Jeez.
I'm refocused, man.
Bye, Robert.
Goodbye.
Hold on, let's go back to Kelly Lee's kids for a second.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose that taste in my mouth.
No, yeah. That's a pretty bad scene.
How is it, Uncle Mike?
You know, we're all kind of shocked after that. We really are. Thanks for the call, Robert.
My mommy's having us.
Let me ask you a question.
No matter what's wrong with us.
Let me ask you about baby number one. What do you think about Robert coming on the show again?
Never again. And I'll tell you something else. And I know you agree with me, baby number two.
Yeah, because I always agree with you, horse face.
His lasagna tastes like BM.
That's the lasagna gave mommy to run.
We gotta go.
Can you say your cute little goodbye again, kids?
Goodbye.
There they
nice.
Go. Oh,
nice.
Give them a nice round of applause.
Kelly Lee is
there
twins.
We go. Kelly
there we go.
Robert, don't right. take it personally.
Yeah, really.
Don't take it personally. Your lasagna really is quite good.
Yeah, it's very, very yeah. delicious.
For God's sake, you know, if you're going to call with baby news, right on the heels of us doing a bit about Kelly Lee's conjoined twins.
Yeah, you know what? Anytime. You know what?
I don't. Listen, Marty. You know what? That's the magic of the Dynamite Show.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. We laugh, we cry.
That's and right. And do let me leave you with one real bit of good baby news.
Wonderful.
That Rob's son...
Yes.
The countdown now is 10 days.
Right.
Right. Right.
And as of last count...
Yes.
The cunny lines have been burning up back and forth. My
right.
wife...
Right.
...to Rob A's wife.
Yes.
The baby's current weight... is 9.5 pounds.
They're able to determine that now,
and
right?
I think the baby will be between 9.5 and 10 pounds.
It's amazing. They've made, I mean, that's wow. only like in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And they've been able to do that kind of thing where they can guesstimate a weight. It's great.
They think the baby will come in at over 10 pounds.
But so we'll see what happens.
How much of that is the uniform? Yeah.
It was 8'12", and they say the second baby's always larger, so we'll see.
Rob, we're going to condition that kid to be a professional athlete.
And I want you to know something else. The head is of normal size right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Right now, the operative word.
Right. This could change, but that was the one question. I was absolutely silent at the sonogram last week. I said,
right.
The head.
The head. What about the
will
head?
Will
it have daddy's head?
It looks like a good head.
Hey, man, it's a boy. That's good. That's a strapping boy right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
theater for this one.
Absolutely.
Time out, everybody. a gift from God next. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike. There's no way that you could come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch your mama in the mouth.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. I'll drink to that.
Thank you, Ed.
No worries.
Vince Lombardi's Caramelized Scrotum, The Don and Mike Show.
I thought we didn't hear that over. Heard the last part of it. Can we hear that again, please?
Sweeter than Vince Lombardi's Caramelized Scrotum, The Don and Mike Show.
There you go, caramelized. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I wanted to call to find out how are you guys going to give away the trip to Iceland?
To Iceland?
Where are you calling? Iceland.
Where are you calling from that you call it Iceland?
Iceland, my fault, I stuttered.
Where are you calling from?
Philadelphia.
Beautiful. Yeah, listen, here's how you can win it today. Very okay. simple. At some point later, I'm just going to ask for a caller, and I'm going to ask for a question about today's show.
Wow. That's it, so you got to listen.
Cool. All right, I'm ready.
All right, thank you, my friend.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, we'll do stuff all next week, every day, to give away a trip a day. Every day to Iceland, courtesy of IcelandAir.com.
That is a very popular destination with the boys.
Yeah. And Wednesday, the triumphant return to Afternoon Drive of Strip Trivia.
Yay.
And the best prize, what are you laughing at?
Buzz.
What did they do?
Buzz and I just gave each other a knowing look. Just nodding in agreement about
yes.
Iceland being a popular destination
that's
for
all,
the boys.
That's all it was. The best prize we've ever had for Strip Trivia... a vacation to Hawaii.
Hawaii.
At the Royal Hawaiian Hotel, the Pink Palace of the Pacific. And if you're lucky, you'll find yourself in a pink palace.
Hey,
in the Pacific.
If you don't go to Hawaii and find yourself in a pink palace, you're in trouble, pal.
Now, here's what we have still to come on today's show. We're going to give away the trip to Iceland.
Right.
We have the psychotic Jim Nance.
Very good.
You know, we've decided... we're going to have Madden on this year
good.
A couple of times. We're going to have James Brown on a couple of times.
Yes.
We're going to have Howie Long on a couple of times.
Very
we're going to have Bradshaw on a couple of times.
Right.
But we've really gotten into a rhythm with Jim Nantz from CBS.
Oh, yeah. He seems to enjoy coming on the show as much as we enjoy having him.
And he unravels a little bit every week.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And today, when we get him on, what I'm going to ask everybody to do is when Jim comes on, when I say, who's the man? I like all you guys to say, Jim's the man.
All right, let's practice. All right.
Who's the man?
Jim's the man.
Who's the man?
Jim's the man.
And by the end of the football chat, we'll get...
Now cut that out.
We'll get Jim saying himself.
Now stop that, please.
We've got the Pick the Pro segment coming up, our fantasy football segment coming up.
Stop that, please.
We got the Low Budget Jeopardy coming up. Oh, and the gift from the God. Gift from God. It's called
The Fourth Sight.
The review of movies that we've not seen yet.
There is no need for you or I to find ourselves in a theater watching a movie to be able to formulate a very coherent opinion on the benefits of going to see the movie.
Now, there are three new movies out this week. I'm going to make an audible and tell you what we're going to do. We're going to review The Banger Sisters with Goldie Hawn and Susan Sarandon.
Right.
We're going to review Ballistic with Antonio Banderas and Lucy Liu.
Yes.
The third movie that's out this weekend is some ridiculous dumb movie called The Four Feathers with Heather Ledger. Is that right?
Heath Ledger.
Oh, Heath Ledger.
But not Heath Ledger. Four Feathers.
All right. Not Heather.
No.
Heather Ledger.
Heather Ledge.
He was also in the Patriot.
Yeah, he was
his son,
and right now he's running around with a shaved head.
But it looks like The Three Musketeers. A movie that
all he does is make movies like that.
A movie that we never got to,
right,
was My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
That's true.
And that is a movie that slowly but surely, like The Sixth Sense, has just hung around and hung around and hung around. And I think the last two or three weeks, it was either the number one or the number two film in America.
Right.
So we'll be doing that one as well.
Good. Very good.
So that's what we got.
I might have to disqualify myself.
Oh, you saw it?
I was on the plane last week.
Oh, okay.
But I only saw half of it before I fell asleep.
Let's see then. We'll start with Ballistic. If you don't mind, if I go first.
Not one. It's your birthday.
No, it was my birthday a couple days ago.
It's your birthday week, yeah.
Ballistic. X versus Sever. By Don. I cannot think of a more complete and total waste of electricity, manpower, craft food services, whatever process it takes to make motion picture film, whatever process it takes then to duplicate the film and get it to the theaters,
yes,
to thread it through the machine and put it out there on the big screen. This is, you know, a movie is going to be cliche-ridden action when in the trailer you've got Antonio Banderas and Lucy Ling, or Lucy Liu, whatever. I get mad at
Lucy Liu.
Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
Oh, thanks, Fred.
Hi, Don.
I get mad at running away from a big explosion behind them.
Yeah. Right.
Don't waste your time.
All right.
Don't waste your money. Looks awful. Really, it does. It's just like every other bad action-adventure movie. Mike, and it is Lucy, it's the one from, what's her name?
Allie McBeal.
Lucy Liu. Mike.
What's the title of this movie again?
Ballistic X versus Sever.
By Mike. Note to actors everywhere. If you are going to be in feature films in this country, I implore you, get a working grasp of the English language. Just because Arnold Schwarzenegger has enjoyed the success that he has doesn't mean we have to sit through accents that are so thick and heavy, almost indecipherable. It frustrates me. It makes me angry. And you know what, Antonio? I don't think you're that pretty either. And I don't think you're that good an actor either. So I have to give an enormous throbbing thumbs down to this film. Another action-adventure genre, which is overused anyway. Hollywood, write a script. Tell a story. Entertain me. Give me something a little intelligent instead of this dribble crap that we have to see week in, week out. Thank you.
Well said.
Mm-hmm.
You say it a lot better than I do.
Thank you very much.
I just said it's a bad action movie.
Yeah, I didn't even know what it was.
A waste of film.
Yeah.
Well, you know, generally, I stand by my statement. When you see in the ad
right.
running away from the explosion behind
yeah,
it, you
right.
know it's,
yeah.
it's bad.
It's
yeah.
very boring.
All right, the next movie is... The Banger Sisters.
All right.
Goldie Hawn, Susan Sarandon, Mike, it's your turn to go first.
Go. Well, sometimes I base my opinion about whether you should go see a movie on what's out there. And I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, you got star power here. You might expect me to run this movie down, but I'm going to tell you right now, I am hoping that perhaps the chemistry these two had off screen translates to on screen. I kind of like this movie. I kind of think this movie could be a disaster as well, but I'm going to recommend it because I'll tell you something right now. With the lack of star power there is in movies today, you got Goldie Hawn, you got Susan Sarandon, you've got these two together, and I think their chemistry is going to make it a smash hit. I think this movie is going to do very well at the box office. I just hope that you're not disappointed because with this little warning, you might very well be. It might not be a Thelma and Louise, okay? It might be a real disappointment. But I'm going to say, if I was going to the movies this weekend, this would be number one on my list. There you go. The Banger Sisters.
The Banger Sisters.
And I like the tattoo.
The Banger Sisters. Banger. What a crazy kooky title.
Banger.
Banger. All right. The Banger Sisters by Don. There is no bigger Goldie Hawn fan in this room than me.
Mm-hmm.
However, ladies and gentlemen, she's 50. And I have seen...
56.
56. Wow, older than I thought. I've seen the pictures of the Enquirer of a cottage cheesy ass. And it doesn't take away from the fact that she still is a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen an ad for this movie, and I have drawn my conclusion that back in the day, they were whores where they went from rock and roll band to rock and roll band,
right.
effing and effing, and now Susan Sarandon is all uptight and she's proper, and Goldie Hawn is crazy, and somehow Goldie Hawn reignites this spirit inside Susan Sarandon, and suddenly she's able to relate to her kids, and it's a goddamn formula that I've seen a million times, and they don't take their tops off. So, no. Although Mr. Skin said there was a scene with Goldie Hawn in a bathtub.
Where you seen it.
So that might be worth it.
Mm.
But other than that, it just appears to be trite.
Yeah.
And done before.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, you showed me a side of myself that I haven't let go for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm sure they have the scene where the kid comes down. The kid goes, oh, Ma? Is that you?
That right there, you almost sold me on the other direction right there.
And finally...
Oh, that's funny.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Good.
By Don. I am ready to hate this movie. Two words. Rita Wilson.
Oh.
I'm so sick of the goddamn Tom Hanks Midas touch. And this horse-faced woman who is his wife... who has no discernible talent except the fact, producer of this movie. This is why I come to you with a queer duality. Because I'm so pissed the movie's successful, because once again, it's the only thing Tom Hanks is involved with, or his wife is involved with, has to be good.
Right.
But, out of all the movies out there, this is the one I would recommend that you see. Despite the Hanks factor, My Big Fat Greek Wedding looks to me like a winner.
Uh-huh.
And it's been out there so long, and people keep going to see it. I gotta think there's gotta be something to it.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish it wasn't Tom Hanks' wife. It's the Tom Hanks magic. Mr. Hollywood's done it again. Now, Mike, you saw the first half.
Right.
Here you go.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding by Mike. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a little leg up this week because I did see half of this movie, and I will tell you, while I didn't laugh out loud, the movie did have certain redeeming qualities, but there was one particular funny moment in this movie that I am not ruining it for you because you should go see it, because
Michael Constantine is in this movie as the Greek father, and I really do believe that he makes this movie. If you like to laugh at somewhat trite ethnic jokes, you should try this out. Go see the movie if for any other reason that Michael Constantine as the Greek father believes that Windex cures everything. That made me laugh throughout the movie. Warts, abrasions, anything, he sprays Windex on it. And that is worth going to see the movie, because that made me laugh out loud. He carries around the Windex, and it was funny. So, but you know what? I was on a plane. I can't account for my condition.
All right, well, there you go, folks. You're going to the movies. Mike and I agree. Ballistic.
Thumbs down.
Don't waste your time.
Right.
The Banger Sisters. I say don't go. It's no better than a Lifetime made-for-TV movie, except you can see Goldie Hawn's nipples.
I give it a thumbs up, and then by the end of your review, my thumbs up went to about three quarters up on that. So please don't yell at me if you hate this movie, but just give it a shot. There's nothing else out there.
And my Big Fat Greek Wedding, even the part you just described sounds funny.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, the only thing that pissed me off is that it's the Tom Hanks magic.
Yeah. Did I mention it's also got the Sex and the City boyfriend?
You know,
not Mr. Big.
Oh, Aiden?
Yeah, it's got Aiden in it. He's the love interest.
That's the reason to hate it.
Yeah. Well, I did because of that.
But just remember this, Mike. Oscar loves Hanks.
Yeah, I mean, I get sick of that crap, too.
And all the stuff I've read is that, you know, well, it's Rita Wilson, and she's, you know, of course, Tom Hanks' wife, and that they made the movie for $1.50, and they brought it in under budget, and then...
You know, about old Tom Hanks, when it's on cable, I do not go by Castaway without having to watch it. Every time it's on, I watch Castaway.
That's your problem, not ours.
I can't help myself.
We got a break right now.
I love me the Castaway.
We got a break right now so we can talk to... simply the most powerful woman in network sports.
God, if he heard that.
Jim Nancy.
Nancy's coming up next.
From the NFL Today. On CBS. We'll pick the pros back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not to me. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a B12 shot. That's what I want. Oh, I'm messing with her knee.
Hey, how you doing, baby?
All right, Dale, you gonna get a shot?
Oh, no shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you're the master of the technology of this game.
Hey, how do you do that, man? Take all the pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
Oh. You last long enough, you'll realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
The Don and Mike Show.
They will put the boom, boom, booty on ye. Don and Mike.
Call you to Nancy. We're waiting on. The guy on the phone. Oh, this is Nancy. Is that Nancy for us? Nancy? Hello, Nancy?
Hello there, guys.
Ah, there he is. The host of the NFL Today on CBS. There he is, everybody, the great Jim Nance. Guys, Mike, Buzz, Rob, who's the man?
Jim's the man.
Who's the man?
Jim's the man.
And I am running away with the picks, it sounds like.
Yes, now listen, this is really disturbing.
Is he kicking our ass?
Thus far, we've picked 10 games. Jim Nance is 6 out of 10.
Which I'm not particularly proud of, but I'll tell you, it's good enough to beat you guys.
Mike is 4 out of 10.
This is pathetic.
I am 3 out of 10.
You ought to be ashamed, Don. This is even with a spread. This is just straight up.
Man, I'm 4 out of 10.
If you flip a coin, it'd be 5 and 5.
I'm 4 out of 10. That sucks.
I'm not the man, Jim.
No.
But I want to tell you something. You the man. Jim's the man.
How did you like the show last week, fellas?
Liked it a lot.
I love Dion's suit.
Uh-huh.
Here's,
the brown one.
Yeah, I dug that.
Yeah, that was pretty snappy.
Now, we've done a lot of work over the last 2 weeks. We've gotten you right where you need to be.
Yeah, you have. You have definitely influenced me.
You are strutting. You are confident.
Absolutely.
Your
My
show,
gait is noticeably different.
Your show has the big mo. You've got the guys with you. You've got the winning team.
And I'm curious as to how his gait is noticeably different. If the gait, is that when you're walking down the street that it's noticeably different?
There's just there's a certain strut now that I have accepted the fact that I am the man.
And I will tell you something, and this is not something that I will retract later after Jim is off the air. I did watch...
As you often want to do.
I did watch both shows.
Yeah.
And I will tell you that on the... And Jim, I know you don't like hearing about the composition, but I'm going to tell you something. On the Fox show... When they had John Elway sitting in the fourth chair, there was no chemistry.
No, I didn't know. I thought you were going to say it was pretty good.
No, it was maybe the worst Fox show I've ever seen.
Well, they're bringing Jimmy Johnson on board now full time.
And you know what, Jimmy? That is a pleat in your cape because when I told you, I flip between them all. I knew immediately something's amiss on the Fox show.
Uh-huh.
Big dope John Elway sitting there, not contributing anything. I go over to CBS. There you are, duking it out with Dion. You got Boomer on one side. You got Marino on the other side. Jim, I'm telling you.
There's a good buzz here, boys. I know there is. I wasn't before, you know, you... taught me how to handle myself.
How to be arrogant.
Now,
how to be arrogant. I learned it all from you.
Jim.
And I'm so grateful.
The final step, and you must trust me on this. You must trust me.
I'm a little scared of this.
Jumping up and down, Jim.
You must go with me on this. You must immediately go to Sumner Redstone, and you must do this. You must be inside.
Oh, you don't like the outside.
Jimbo, you must be inside.
I have to agree with you. I would like you guys. You guys do have such a chemistry that I think it would be a better show inside.
I'm just curious why you say that. Now, last week, we almost were forced inside. We were waiting for weather that didn't develop until about an hour after the show. That would have brought it.
You know what?
It would have been raining, but it was very breezy.
The New York forecast for Sunday is for rain, and perhaps you will be inside.
You know what, Don? If you're as good as you say you are, you will have something to do with that, weather system. Being there on time at 12 noon on Sunday, forcing us inside.
And if you go inside, you mark my words, Jimmy.
It'll be a better show?
You go inside this week, you wear the crown.
Yeah.
This week? No.
Okay.
This is the week. This is the week. You got the big mo happening. You've got your guys.
It is a long season here. Now,
I'm telling you, it's the
third week of a 24 show series.
Jim, you know what I'm hearing now? I'm hearing the sound of a guy who's running in second place. I want to hear the sound. I want to hear the sound.
You're hearing your own voice when you say that. Is that what you mean?
No, I want to hear the guy in first place. The guy who, in his mind,
he
knows.
Said he's strutting.
He's got the best show. And the final piece, Jim, is inside. Because outside, frankly, you have guys like me with ADD. I'm watching and I'm listening, but I'm also looking at the goofballs behind you.
Yeah, you're watching the hair blow in the wind.
You're distracted. You want my hair to be perfectly coiffed.
Mm-hmm. I want that Anchorman hair you have.
What little of it I have left.
I don't want to see your $5,000 suit blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
I want to see you. And Jim, last week you guys did have, from beginning to end, the best pregame show.
Yeah, it was a great rhythm.
That was on last week.
Can I tell you something? It's going to be better this week.
Hey, Mike, Buzz, Rob. Who's the man?
Jim's the man.
Come on, guys, I didn't hear you.
You guys could come out. We could keep the show outside, but you could have you guys standing right behind me. You could be shouting that out.
Now, hold on a second.
That would look like that old Dub Bears thing they used to put on Saturday Night Live.
Hold on a second. How funny would it be if they did do the show outside this week, if we did send someone to New York with a giant sign saying Jim's the man? Could you guarantee that person could get on TV?
I couldn't guarantee it, but I think you'd have a pretty high chance.
There you go.
I'm not going to start directing the show now. You already got me producing it.
Jim's the man.
We'll get somebody up there.
Jim's the man.
Yeah.
Jim's the man. Jimbo, you got to be feeling good. You're on top.
It feels good to have such a positive feedback, and it's universal. I mean, I'm hearing from a lot of people across the country.
And you know what you got going? You also got, and this is, I never say this about CBS, you know, we both work for the same company, and basically...
Mm-hmm. So why don't you talk to Sumner about this, then? Why do you want me to make that call?
He won't take my calls.
Understand, lately, Sumner's not taking calls from disc jockeys.
But because of problems with other shows. But,
okay.
But maybe you heard about the whole Sex in the Church thing.
I happen to
right, yeah, disc jockeys,
catch wind of that here in New York.
Disc jockeys are not a high priority right
but
now.
But that wasn't you.
Yeah, that's know, it. Doesn't still, matter. We're all lopped together.
They paint us all with one brush.
Yeah, they put us in one big basket.
What you got going.
Can I tell you, the show last week, as much as you liked it, and as much as I appreciate the praise, I know it can be done better.
There you go.
I know the spontaneity is only going to get better with these guys.
Mm-hmm. You know that's good, Don. Yes, it's a negative thought, but it's a good negative thought.
It's looking ahead.
It's right. A positive negative.
It's going out, you know, and just really saying with tremendous confidence and a little bit of arrogance spiced in there.
Yeah.
The show is going to be
show's on fire.
Better than that.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Show's on fire. Show's getting better every single week. Good features. Good, spontaneous chat.
Heading down the highway of the best pregame show in television.
And what I was going to say to you is...
You guys are going to be the ones that are going to eventually put it right over the top.
Now, listen to me. I want to tell you the genius, and I don't use that word when talking about the CBS executives, because basically...
I'm so positive right now, I could just cry.
Basically, you might as well go to the monkey cage at the zoo, and you have a better chance of programming a network. But what they are doing... They run promos for Letterman during the NFL today because that's the audience you want to get to come to watch the show. Conversely, every night, and I know this because I TiVo Letterman, every goddamn night, excuse me, Jim, I know you don't like the profanity, but every goddamn night right before Letterman, what is the one promo you see? The NFL today, and you got Dion going.
NFL today.
And you got Dion going on CBS, and I'm telling you, that is what synergy is about, Jimmy.
That's good stuff. I didn't know that.
That is synergy. You know what that is? Because the people who watch Letterman are not the people who normally watch CBS. The people who normally watch CBS are in nursing homes.
Oh, that's good.
And you want to get every person that watches Letterman...
To get out of their wheelchairs.
You want them to get up and turn on Channel 2.
We're going to put that football show on now.
On Sunday. That is called synergy. They're doing the right thing.
That Deion Sanders piece on Dallas was really one of the best things I've seen in a long time.
You know, Deion really gets involved in putting those pieces together. Down to picking out the background music.
Talk about pulling no punches. That was strong stuff. It was great.
Well, I'll pass that one along.
All right.
Deion, well, primetime will like to hear that.
Very good.
Jim, let me ask you very calmly, who is the man?
Why do we have to be calm when I tell you that I am the man?
Yeah. You are the man. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is I say hallelujah.
This a watershed moment in my
he
life.
Is, yeah. He is Jim Nance.
I don't know when you turned into Stuart Smalley, Don.
He is born again. Because we've had Jim on this show for about 4 years.
Right.
And frankly, the guy is goddamn talented. He's, as I've mentioned, he's all over the place. He's the Masters. He's the NCAA Final Four.
The Love Boat.
He's the NFL today on CBS. And Jim, don't you be self... Listen...
Has he ever been the secret square?
No,
deprecating is what you're...
No. I don't want you to be humble. But, Jim, true or false, you were offered Brian Gumbel's job.
Oh.
True. I know it.
You know, I've got a problem. Can you guys still hear me with the phone line?
Yeah. Now, listen, this is a problem with this guy. He's
right.
So damn humble.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, obviously he's played the game well up until now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this could be,
Jim.
It could be some consequences, but you know what?
You were offered.
I don't care.
But you were offered. You were offered that gig as well.
Look how he's turned around. He doesn't care anymore.
That's cool. You know, I would love to be with you guys next Friday, but I'm being inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame next Friday.
Listen to that.
Wow.
It's just
the broadcaster's wing.
Another week, another award, Jim.
You know,
they're hard to
really
get.
Really getting boring for me now.
I'm telling you, he was offered the job.
Right.
CBS said we're getting creamed. We're getting creamed by the Today Show. We're getting creamed by Good Morning America.
Right.
They offered the job to Nancy.
You know,
Jim Nance turned
down.
How do
you know that?
How do I know that?
You're plugged in, aren't you? Plugged in at the highest levels of the network.
Let me just hypothesize here for a moment. Had I been on for that job,
you were.
Would I have been any good at it? Could I have turned it around?
Yes, you could have.
I'm the man,
Jim.
Because you're the man,
Jim. Jim, you were. Jim, don't lie to us and our listeners. You were offered the job. Wear it proudly.
Absolutely.
Wear it proudly. You turned it down. You've got other obligations.